Thank you and good morning. Coast Central Credit Union announced that it has awarded $50,000 in grants as part of its community reinvestment program. Coast Central has donated $16,000 to Casa of Del Norte, nearly $16,000 to Dream Quest Teen and Youth Center in Willow Creek, $10,000 to Friends of the Arcata Library, and $7,000 to Mad River Youth Soccer. Coast Central commits $100,000 each year to its community program, and the funds are distributed twice a year. President and CEO Dean Christensen said in a statement that he's proud that Coast Central has been able to give back to the community and support these organizations in tough economic times. Applications for the next rounds of funding are currently being accepted. Contact Coast Central for more information. Redwood Capital Bank issued its third quarter earnings report, and President and CEO John Dalby said in a statement that the board of directors and the management team are encouraged by the continued progress and performance of the bank. Total assets at Redwood Capital are at just over $250 million, an increase of just over 2% since June. Net interest income has risen by 2% since June, and the bank reports a third quarter income of just over $620,000. Since September of 2012, the bank's common stock price has risen as well, with earnings for shareholders at 35 cents per share. California Governor Jerry Brown announced on Monday that he has joined the governors of Oregon and Washington and the premier of Canada's British Columbia province in signing a regional agreement to align policies for each jurisdiction to reduce greenhouse gases and promote clean energy. Some highlights of the pact, which are available on the governor's website, stipulate taking steps to expand the use of emission-free vehicles, enlisting support for the study of ocean acidification, continuing development of high-speed rail across the region, and adopting and maintaining low-carbon fuel standards. Brown said in a statement that California is not going to wait for the rest of the world to act on climate change, and that the agreement solidifies that the states and British Columbia will continue to work together to reduce greenhouse gas emissions. The Eureka Police Department has received a $96,000 grant from the California Office of Traffic Safety that will help fund the city's traffic enforcement efforts. The grant will fund a year-long program designed to prevent death and injuries on the road through enforcement and public awareness. The money will go towards DUI checkpoints and saturation patrols, motorcycle safety enforcement, distracted driving enforcement, and more. Officers in Eureka have arrested 205 people for impaired driving so far this year. And the County Department of Public Works is inviting local residents to add their comments and input into the draft hazard mitigation plan hosted at the county website. The plan will serve as the coordinating document for risk reduction efforts over the next 5 years and addresses risks associated with natural disasters such as floods, tsunamis, and earthquakes. For more information, contact Public Works. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
Supporting children to develop good number sense is critical for later success. The Decade of Difference Early Literacy Math Program is a one-to-one tutoring program to promote numeracy in first and second grade students. Tutors are trained in specific activities and games that utilize a variety of manipulatives and strategies designed to help each student become more engaged, confident, and successful in mathematics. For information on how you can help, please contact 441-4552. The Decade of Difference, making a real difference for the future of the North Coast.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. A sheriff's deputy investigating a shooting incident in Orleans in July spotted the suspect, 22-year-old Orleans resident Richard Vaughn Myers, leaving a store in Wichpeck on Tuesday. The deputy arrested Myers and he was booked into county jail on an attempted murder charge stemming from the July incident. The sheriff's office reports that a 33-year-old male suffered a minor wound from shotgun pellets after Myers allegedly fired at the man. The victim and his girlfriend had heard Myers and another man arguing near their residence on the night of July 8th and inquired as to what was going on. Myers and the other man then exchanged words with the victims and left the area. Myers allegedly then returned later to the residence and fired a shotgun. The male victim retrieved his rifle to defend himself, and Myers then allegedly fired another round, wounding the victim. The sheriff's office is investigating a robbery that took place on Monday evening at the Patriot gas station on Highway 299 in Willow Creek. A clerk reported that a man entered the store and demanded the clerk put the money from the cash register into a bag, and the clerk complied. The clerk also said the suspect acted in a manner that implied he had a gun in his pocket, although the clerk never saw a weapon. The suspect fled on foot and is described as an adult white male, 6 feet tall with light blonde hair and weighing about 200 pounds. He was also wearing a green jacket and blue gloves. Anyone with information is asked to contact the sheriff's office. And that's the news on this Wednesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.